Yes, come in. Please close the door and come take a seat. Thank you. I was a bit surprised when they picked me for this position. I wasn't sure that I'd been here long enough to even put in for a promotion yet. I certainly hope they picked the right person. I know I still have a lot to learn, which is partly why I've asked you into my office. Well, I'm not sure quite how to ask. So for the last 2 years, your desk and mine have been less than 10 feet apart. I pass you every morning as I come in. Gold star for attendance, by the way. Anyway, every day you're hard at work. While everyone else is greeting each other, you keep your head down, writing or typing away. Every afternoon, you're either still working or have slipped out as soon as it's time to head home. I don't think, other than email, that you and I have ever actually spoken. Don't get me wrong. There's no like law that says that you have to converse with someone at work. Like, oh God, this sounded different in my head. All I'm saying is that I've noticed you talking with some of the other folks in the office. And I'm just curious if I've done something to offend you or to make you uncomfortable with me. I don't know, that's what I couldn't figure out. The team that I'm leading now works with your department on a lot of projects, so if I had done something wrong or it caused you not to like me for some reason, I wanted to, first of all, clear the air, and second, understand how to fix whatever it is so that when we work together, it doesn't affect our performance. Are you sure? I promise, I just want things to be more smooth and productive. And if there's any kind of problem, I just want to know how to fix it. I respect what you do and want all of us to succeed. So we're good? This is all just chalked up to a little shyness? Wonderful. We can file this conversation away and get back to work, yeah? Perfect. I guess I mainly need to work on my ability to read situations then. I guess that's all. Oh, wait, one more thing before you go. Some of us from both departments are meeting later this evening for a little informal team building at Sandy's Bar. Of course, I can't make it mandatory, but I'd really love to see you there. Great. Be there at 7:30, and if you have a plus one, they're invited too. Okay? Thanks again. I'll see you tonight. Hey, over here. Come on. I'm glad you can make it. I was just about to grab a round from the bar. Can I get you something while I'm up? Gotcha. One draft coming up. Be right back. Here you go. A nice frosted mug of stress relief, and one for me. I wasn't sure you were going to come, but I was hoping you would. So, about that, I have a small confession. I may have really only invited you, but please let me explain. I know we talked about why we had never interacted today in my office, but as we were talking, honestly, my bullshit detector was going off a little bit. I mean, I understand being shy, even if it is just shy around women, but looking back, you talked to plenty of people at the office, men and women. It occurred to me that maybe you were a little hesitant to speak your mind at work if there was an issue. As you were getting ready to walk out of my office, I had the idea that maybe if we weren't at work, well, maybe you wouldn't feel like I was interrogating you and you would tell me what's really going on. So for 2 years, practically since my first day, you've had a crush on me, and that's why you'd hardly even look at me. No, wait, please don't go. Shit, I'm not laughing at you, I swear. I didn't mean it like that. I promise I'm not laughing because you have a crush on me. It's just funny to me how bad I really must be at reading situations. I completely missed it. I've spent all this time wondering how I managed to piss you off without a decent opportunity to do so. There were always guys in the office that, you know, give you that look. The undressing you with their eyes, and then the girls who I chatted with every day. The ones who would invite you out for drinks or say you should get together after work, but, you know, they don't really mean it, and they're going to gossip about you as soon as you walk away. Those people I figured out right away, but then there was you. Exactly, you confounded me. I would see you leaving for lunch with different people from time to time. You would always hold the door for women, and I would see you flash a smile while making conversation during the day. It looked like you were pretty comfortable with others, socially, I mean, so I assumed it was some type of issue with me. I'm sorry, really. So, here's an idea. Let's just completely start over. What do you say? Just take it from the top. We haven't worked together for 2 years. We've just met here in Sandy's bar for the first time. Well, hi there, handsome. It's nice to meet you. Mind if I sit down, or is this seat taken? Don't shake your head at me. Just go with it. Thanks. So what brings you here? You must work close by? You don't say. In that office building just across the street? What a coincidence. Me too. I can't imagine how we haven't bumped into each other before now. So, I'm looking for someone to beat at pool, and I see an open table. Care to play a game with a total stranger? Perfect. Come on, let's grab it before someone else does. That was really a great evening, even if you did totally destroy me at 8-ball. And the look on that guy's face when you ran the table on him, that was priceless. Where did you learn to shoot pool like that? Yeah, right. There's no way. I could believe it if it was your dad, or even your grandpa, but your mom? Your mom was the pool hustler at your, what? I guess I put my arm in yours without realizing it. Sorry. No, I like it there. I'll leave it if that's okay. Well, this is me. Thank you so much for walking me home. I had a terrific time. I'm sorry that I tricked you to get you to show up, but I think it worked out. So, since tomorrow is Saturday and it's still kind of early, would you like to come up for a bit? I don't have a frosty mug and there's no one else there, but I do have some Long Macs in the fridge and I think we've had a lot of fun tonight with it being just the two of us. Let's go then. Make yourself comfortable. The remote is there on the couch. And I'll be right back. I shall grab us a couple of beers and then come back to join you. No TV? I enjoy talking to you too. You're so sweet. I can't believe we missed out on fun like tonight for so long over you being shy and me being too insecure to speak first. Wait, what do you mean, too good for you? You wanted to ask me out, but were sure I would turn you down? No, hold on a minute. I'm way curious now. Why in the world would you be so convinced that I wouldn't give you a chance? Oh, honey, That's a little disappointing. Giving someone a chance, as you put it, has nothing to do with them being a big guy or a short guy or a tall guy. Not for me, at least. No, just hang on a second. I'm going to come over here and sit down beside you. We need to be face to face. Now then, look at me, please. Take my hand and focus on what I'm about to say. This is important. Short, tall, skinny, big. Those aren't reasons to think you're more or less than someone, and certainly not reasons that I would or wouldn't go out with them. Judging people on those traits is a great way to miss out on a kind or intelligent or funny or caring person. It's a great way to miss out on the good time that we had tonight. I don't know what your experience has been up to now, who put that in your head, but I'm not that person. I want to get to know you, who you really are. And besides, I... Oh, damn. I didn't see that coming. No, don't apologize. I was someone leaning towards you, but let me finish. I may or may not have been insecure about approaching you because I thought you were so fucking hot. Whoa, why did you lean back so hard? What is it? I don't understand the question. Everyone has a type that they are physically attracted to. Looks or size wouldn't stop me from saying yes to someone asking me out, but I'm still human. There's still traits that I find sexy. You still look so lost. Lean back over here and kiss me again, and then I'll explain. Okay. See, for me, the way you pull me in to your broad shoulders and chest with your strong arms, like you are now, that's just hot. And your prominent jawline with just the right amount of stubble tickles my lips as I brush them across it. I was already physically attracted to you, but the way I saw you treat other people at the office, and now the time I've spent with you are just more reasons to find you irresistible. For someone so shy, God, you know how to kiss. Oh, would it be moving too fast if I asked you to continue this in the bedroom with me? Oh, but you only just met me tonight, huh? Now you've got jokes. Take my hand. Come with me, smartass. Leave the light off? But I... Okay, for now. But next time, I want it on. I don't want to miss a thing. Here, raise your arms. Let's get this shirt off. Okay, there. Now let me work on these jeans. See, I'm multitasking. I can kiss you and dress you. you at the same time. You're right. I must have gotten my promotion based on my ability to juggle tasks. Why did you hide this wet from me for so long? No, you don't have to do anything but enjoy yourself. I'm just gonna leave a trail down your neck, across your chest. Such a burly, manly chest. Oh, did I just feel your cock twinge against me through those boxers when I kissed your nipple? Let's try that again. Don't hold it in, baby. That moan was so sexy. No, I'll do it. Just let me work my fingers under the elastic here as I get on my knees in front of you. Oh, that's better. Nothing between me and this. Shit! Oh my god, it barely fits in my hand. Oh my god, just holding it is getting me so wet. God, just let me stroke it a little. Honey, nothing about you is average so far, but certainly not your cock. Amazing doesn't do it justice. Luckily, my petite hand can stroke it, and there's still plenty of room to tease all of the way around the tip with my tongue. Yes. There's that moan I wanted to hear. I'll bet you get just a little louder if I take you into my mouth. God, I think sucking you long enough like this. Get me off. That's right, baby. That's what the ponytail's for. Hold on to it. Is that the pace you like? Why did you stop me? Oh my god. Oh god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I guess I found your high gear. Oh god. Your hands on my ass. That's double against my cheek and on my neck. Oh. Yeah. Let's get up on the bed before my legs give out. Oh, no. sweetheart, how am I supposed to answer you with your tongue flicking over my nipple? God, that feels incredible. Oh, God. Not no. I mean, I do want you to go down on me, but you're pinching my other nipple, and I can't think. Oh, God. You can spend hours with your head between my legs before long, but right now, I need you inside me. Now, baby. Oh, please. I don't care. You want top, me on top, sideways. I just need that gorgeous dick in me this minute. Okay. Let me scoot back on the bed a little bit more. Let me slide this pillow under my hips. Oh, God. Yeah, spread my legs a bit more. Oh, that's right. Oh, you can run your hands all over me. Just get closer, please. What? No, it's okay. You don't have to use a condom unless you want to. I won't get pregnant, and I really don't want you to go fumbling around looking for one. Just please give it to me. Oh, I feel your cock right there, just brushing against my pussy. Oh, God, feel how wet I am. Just please, go easy at first. Oh, you're so... Fuck. Fuck. No, it's fine. It's fine. Keep going. You didn't hurt me. It's just... Oh, you're going so slow. Oh, pushing into me. I feel so fucking full. Oh, give me a minute. Oh, please give me a minute. I need to get used to you. I feel so amazing. Start moving slowly. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Those long strokes. So deep. I'm already so close. God. Oh my God, everything is tingling. No, don't stop. I want more. I need more. That's it. Oh my God. Just like that. Just like. Shit. Oh my God. I'm gonna come. Oh my God. Yes. I'm coming. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Don't go too far yet. Just let me turn over. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God, okay. No. I'm not done with you yet. I'm just laying here on my stomach now. Pillow still under my hips. Ass in the air for you. This is just me asking for more. Oh, yes, baby, I love that. Oh, feeling your weight on top of me? Just like that. Oh, my God. Oh, I came so hard. You know, I'm soaking wet and ready for her. Oh, yes. That's what I wanted. Oh, fuck me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So much faster now. Oh my God, You must be getting close. Oh my god. Those tender kisses on my shoulder. Damn, it's hot. Oh god. Oh my god. I didn't know you could, but it feels like that gorgeous rock hard cock is getting even stiffer inside me. I swear I can feel you in my chest. Keep going. Yes, yes, yes. It took forever for us to get here. No. Take me. Oh my god. Oh my god. I feel my pussy beginning to pulse and clench around you. Trying to hold you in with every thrust. Oh fuck. That means you're gonna make me come again. Damn. I'm twitching. Oh my god, you're almost there too. Please don't make me beg. Come inside. Make me yours. Mark me. Please. That's it. Give it to me. I need it. Oh god, yes. Against my neck. I feel safe and all satisfied and so perfect. Oh, we'll clean up in a minute. Please. Okay, just pull out and lay beside me. I can be your little spoon for a few minutes. Yes. Oh, yes. This is nice. I just feel so empty. I've never been with someone who's filled me up that way before. Why did we wait so damn long? This is incredible. I've just had a moment of clarity. Yes, I understand now. This was all part of your nefarious plan. Draw me in by being distant and ignoring me. Wait on my feminine insecurities to eat me alive and then charm me straight into bed with your personality and wit. I figured you out, mister. You aren't just a smartass. You're also an evil genius. And I couldn't be happier that I've fallen into your trap.